You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
That's right, our weekly Thursday feature, State of the States, has returned. Jason Leopold has finished up with us, but we have some exciting new correspondents we'll be working with from WNYU News, which is the news department of New York University's radio station. This week we hear from their news director, Jacob Goldfisher, who spoke to our news director, Ximena Smith, earlier today.
So first up today, Trump has been complimenting leaders of countries with hardline policies that many say threaten democracy. Can you tell me a bit more about what's happening here?
Right. So this is something that I've been thinking about a lot during the past week, as Trump has been saying both in interviews and on Twitter and so on and so forth. He's been complimenting a couple leaders that most of the Western world are sort of harmful to democracy. They're goals and values are not exactly the same in the United States, so it's kind of odd for a president to be endorsing certain leaders. For example, the one that comes to mind, Erdogan from Turkey. President Trump congratulated him after the vote that allowed the government to have more power during this after the failed attempt at a coup. So Donald Trump recently commented about the President Erdogan's victory over a vote that would allow the government to have more power. This is after President Erdogan has imprisoned thousands of people in his own country. This is also, he's been saying some kind words to the president of the Philippines, President Duterte, who has been whose hardline approach against drugs and drug dealers and drug addicts, who's killed thousands of people in the past weeks. Very interesting.
I mean, I guess, what are the sort of arguments around it? So some people are saying this is a shift in rhetoric from, you know, previous presidents that have passed. They've kind of been more critical of these leaders, whereas Donald Trump is complimenting them. But Is that always the case?
Well, it is a very interesting debate that's been going on. It's something that I've noticed as well in the media. There's two sides of the story. There are people who are criticizing Donald Trump and saying that he's supporting these leaders is absolutely unacceptable. It's giving a bad representation to the United States. It's giving a bad rep to our allies and to other democracies in the world. For complimenting leaders have policies that are not in tune with what the United States has, whether it's imprisoning thousands of your own citizens or killing drug dealers and bragging about it on the air. It's something that people are, you know, rightfully and with reasonably concerned with. But his supporters and parts of his parts of the Trump administration say that it is because it's all politics. It's part of his move. So the idea behind these sorts of compliments to president and leaders of countries that have been sort of labeled as the enemy during past administrations, sort of labeled as bad, is to use the president's words. The idea behind creating these or complimenting these people is to sort of create, as flimsy as it might be, some sort of connection or some sort of opportunity for the United States to start a bridge, no matter how flimsy that may be. So the idea is, for example, if North Korea starts to become serious or if a crisis happens throughout the world that require multiple countries to take action, having these allies where there are not many, for example, the Philippines or Russia, It would be beneficial in the long run. The idea is that, or his supporters are saying that if Donald Trump is put into a room with any of these presidents, he will be able to use his presidential and personal charm to sort of have them see his way. And that's what the idea behind the supporters are saying. And others are also saying this is a different administration in the fact that not everything that the president says online in an interview should be taken seriously. Mm. Trump was quoted saying that he would be willing to meet with President of North Korea Kim Jong-un, and commented saying that he is, quote, one smart cookie. it's weird to me to have a president complimenting a quite honestly a dictator of a country that wants to nothing more than to destroy the Western world. But again, it's all strategy in the eyes of his supporters and in the current. So that's then to comment on what's different about this from past administrations. One of the main comments that's come from honestly both sides has been that it isn't that much different than in the past. The United States does have a history of supporting and fostering relationships with countries that may or may not be the best democracies or the people who share most of our values, but we are still allies with them because we feel like it would be a better option than not being allies in the first place. Mm. Just an example from the last administration was Obama and the Iran nuclear deal. This was something that was criticized heavily by the Republicans, saying that there's no way that we can trust Iran to have nuclear power, that we're using this just to create weapons, but here we are now. And so as crazy as it does sound, and as crazy as it may seem, it's insane. It's not as crazy, or it's not as far out as I think people are led to believe.
Totally. And I mean, I feel like the U.S. has also had, a relationship with Saudi Arabia as well. And, there are also several cases of human rights abuses there in terms of how that country is governed. So I guess you're totally right that when you look closer at it and more in terms of the timeline of previous presidents, perhaps it's not that shocking.
Yes, I think, not shocking, I think, would be the right word. Or surprising, right? I'm not exactly surprised that the administration would be complimenting certain leaders. But again, it's honestly not that far off from past administration.
And so our next topic today is about the GOP's efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Health Care Act. Can you tell me about what's happening here?
So, if you've been in this country for long enough, you know that the Republicans have been trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act some time now. They've been having trouble because with these sort of large-scale programs that have been used by millions of Americans, suddenly them leaves a lot of people who are on both sides of the aisle in a bad situation. So a lot of Republicans are hesitant to repeal the Affordable Care Act, so they're instead trying to repeal and replace, is the current quote. So their most recent efforts to try and replace or repeal the Affordable Care Act is to use a tactic called the special budget, which has to be passed through the House, which would essentially allow the Senate to pass this bill with only a simple majority, or 51 votes instead of the 60 that it normally needs. Currently, 52 seats in the Senate. They need 60 votes to pass any sort of bill that would change the Affordable Care Act, and I don't think a single Democrat is planning on repealing a bill that they worked so hard to pass in the first place. Mm. So the special budget basically would not be able to fully repeal the Affordable Care Act, but it would basically kill it. Where it stands. The government would be unable to fund certain sections of the program. For example, the subsidies for insurance companies that who have the Affordable Care Act, the government would not be able to pay them, and so this would essentially render the the Affordable Care Act useless. This would definitely full repeal. You could still get the affordable, you could still get Obamacare, as it's called here, but more or less be useless at the moment. Of course, people are not exactly happy about this, but it is not something that is completely out of the ordinary. Several other health care measures have been used in this, again, on both sides of the aisle. Democrats passed a law a health care bill a while back that allows children to get Medicare and Medicaid. And so this tactic has been used in the past, but it's, again, it's an odd way that our government currently works. It's something that I've only heard of very recently, this special budget procedure. So that's currently what's happening. The Republicans are still having trouble, however, convincing their entire party that this is the way to go. They still do not have even a simple majority. Several Republicans are still holding out their vote as they feel that their voters use this health needed. So it will be hard to see what happens. The president has commented on this on Twitter, saying that we need to come in 2018, vote more Republicans into, or quote, go nuclear in September, which would basically, or you know, or shut down the government in a sense. Kind of it's an thing for a president to say again, to have a government shut down to get what you want. But again, it's not as shocking as I feel like it has been.
And so why do Republicans hate the Affordable Care Act so much? I mean, surely it sounds like a good thing that it helps more Americans get decent health care at a better price.
It's a complicated subject. The Affordable Care Act, really the main issue with it is that it raises taxes on Americans and forces people to get health care where in the past they wouldn't necessarily need it. The current law requires Americans to have health care or pay a fee. The subsidies are also extremely high, I'm not exactly sure how high, but they are quoted to say that the subsidies and premiums are quite high for this Affordable Care Act, and people do not really want to pay them.
Right.
Say that these subsidies and these taxes are the middle class, and they don't want them to pay them anymore. However, I think it's starting to dawn on certain Republicans this is not exactly a bad thing. Again, they currently do not have a simple majority in the Senate to pass this law. So,
right.
There has been Democrats who have quoted saying that the Republicans have started to grow up. It's kind of like when you're a child and you have vegetables and you hate broccoli, but broccoli's good for you. Eventually, when you grow up, you start to eat more and more broccoli and warm up to it. That's kind of how people feel with the Republican Party at the moment. They're starting to eat vegetables and realize that this is a good thing for the American people, or so people think.
Excuse me. I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.